This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Cancer remains one of the most dreaded diseases of the 20th century and the second leading cause of mortality worldwide. The World Health Organization reports that death from cancer accounted for 7.5 million deaths in 2008, and it could increase to 12 million deaths worldwide by 2030. However, a recently discovered protein family responsible for the way cancer cells reproduce and spread may hold the keys to combating cancer. We'll hear with more on this are Dr. Leszek Kotula, Associate Professor of Urology, Biochemistry, and Molecular Biology, and Dr. Steve Landis, Professor of Pathology and Urology at Upstate Medical University. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in. Hello. So you've both been given a grant to study this protein family, also known as the WAVE complex. Dr. Landis, tell us, what is this WAVE complex?
The WAVE complex is, simply stated, a group of molecules, a family of molecules that interacts as a team, and based upon which team members are present at any given time in the life of a cell, determines how that cell will behave. It's how it packs, how it travels, how it gets its nutrition, whether it moves, whether it remains stationary. I feel a little bit pretentious because Dr. Kotula has been studying the WAVE complex for over 20 years. He's teaching me now, nearing the end of my first year, as his pupil.
I see. Well, Dr. Kotula, is there something you'd like to add?
Thank you so much for introduction. We actually cloned one of the members of the family. And that's how we got into the research. We initially found a link to prostate cancer, but cancers behave similarly, though there are many different types of cancers. And in breast cancer, apparently this WAVE complex is very important for the invasive type of cancer.
So what it does, so just for my own listeners or for myself to understand, it's a family of proteins or molecules that affect both the way the cancer cells grow and spread. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. And particularly cell motility and
how fast they move,
whether they can go to a distant organ. This group of proteins form complexes, and those complexes play a role in the cell motility.
So the migration of the cell, therefore, when we talk about metastases or the movement of a cell to another organ, we're talking about that kind of movement.
That's exactly right. So we think that the WAVE complex could be a target for therapy because in some members of WAVE complex are upregulated, and we think this causes cancer to metastasize. So if we decrease the level of specific WAVE complex, we may actually stop metastasis or greatly affect it.
So if you can increase or decrease the level of these WAVE proteins, you can actually affect whether cancer will grow and spread.
Exactly.
We've been studying breast cancer for a long time, and it remains, unhappily, such a common disease process, and some of the subsets can be so resistant to treatment and deadly. If we just rest on our advances and congratulate ourselves, we do a disservice. We must continue to look at how these cells do their business, identify potential points of vulnerability so that we can make a difference.
And improve the cure rate.
Absolutely.
Basically, in a wide variety of types of cells, is that the idea?
Yes. With Dr. Kotula, we have a wonderful animal model, and we can do all sorts of elegant work, but ultimately we have to translate what we learn in these systems to real living people and make a difference in their health and disease.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Dr. Leszek Kotula and Steve Landis. We're talking about their work with WAVE proteins in the fight against breast cancer. So very quickly, how will you go about doing this?
Yeah, so we have, as Dr. Landis indicated, we have a beautiful mouse model in which we can modulate the levels of WAVE complex.
You can either increase or decrease them.
Yes. So we use the mouse model that produces invasive breast cancer. And basically then we decrease the levels of WAVE complex and we can see whether this stops the metastasis. So having the such a great pathologist as Dr. Landis and also Mira Crandall, who is our also collaborator, who is familiar with the breast cancer specifically model, we can join our expertise to learn more about this metastatic process. And animals have been, especially mice, have been great models for cancer studies. They reproduce fast. We can test many different types of drugs, and we can develop here WAVE complex as a potential target for therapy.
So you are exactly, you're going to be using your mouse model,
yes.
Right? And do you see yourselves moving at any point to a human trial? What are the stages of this?
I think the insights we gain from the mouse model, which we have much more control over, which we can study much more systematically, will give us insights that are almost certainly directly applicable. We will then translate those findings into archival human disease material and show proof of concept that what we learn from the mouse model has direct applicability. My main function at Upstate is as a diagnostic pathologist. I have I'm part of a team of very talented people, and I enjoy my diagnostic life, but there is always the reminder with a particularly aggressive cancer that we need better surrogates. We need better data. If you address diagnosis in the same way you always have, you will always get what you've always gotten, and sometimes you realize we can do better.
And this could be a breakthrough,
exactly.
Is what you're saying. So help us understand that. How long, first of all, Dr. Cotullo, do you think this will take you?
So this study is a step in our understanding of breast cancer. It will lead to determination that this WAVE complex could be used as a target for therapy. Then it opens up many different ways to study this as a target. And we hope that we go for more funding to other places, such as National Institute of Health. And we are very, very grateful to Baldwin's family and Baldwin Foundation.
This is a Baldwin family grant. Yes, Baldwin Foundation grant.
That they support early stages of, because this is very early stages of research, it has high potential, but without this money, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Yes.
So we are very grateful to the family and to the foundation for such a support.
Especially, I think, in the days of the sequester, since the sequester of funding, there's been a real dampening of this kind of research money. And it's wonderful to know that we have local support here. And as you said, you will probably be able to continue with a more federal and national support. What I'm trying to understand, though, is you think that if we can determine that this WAVE family can be a target, the next step would be to determine what drugs could be used to either increase them or decrease their...
Yes, there are many ways of doing that. However, this is proof of concept that this can be targeted genetically. We are targeted genetically in the mouse. There are many different ways of targeting a complex, pharmacologically or other ways. So this mouse model could be then used as a model to screen for drugs. We can also use also other methods that are more bench methods without using the animals to screen for drugs that affect that WAVE complex or WAVE family.
Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if we find ourselves in a situation where we can look at certain members of this family of molecules and know with a high degree of certainty which drugs will work and which will not?
It's going back to that whole idea of kind of customizing the treatment to the nature of the cancer.
Exactly. It's called precision medicine.
Yes, targeted
which
we,
now
cancer
it's
therapy.
Now it's basically the future of medicine. It's already entered the clinic, and we hope to have be part of that
so
movement.
Very exciting, and I think it's probably very few people in our central New York area understand or know about the fact that we're doing this kind of cutting-edge research in breast cancer. So I want to thank you both so much. This is very, very fascinating and interesting. How did you both get involved in studying? Dr. Cotullo, how did you get involved in studying breast cancer?
Well, I just, since cloning of the protein, I followed the literature, and I understood that by studying prostate cancer, that there are very similar things that happen in prostate cancer and breast cancer. And the mouse model that I created on WAVE complex could be potentially used to study both cancers.
So the bottom line here is that whatever you find in this particular study might have applicability to other types of cancer as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It can be generalized to other types of cancer.
I've been doing diagnostic pathology for now 35 years, And that's very satisfying. As a 13-year cancer survivor myself, the area of malignancies and how to diagnose them and treat them is particularly important.
Well, once again, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing this important work. And maybe you'll come back when you're done with at least some stage with some good news. We'd love to have you back and find out more information.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
My guests have been Dr. Leszek Katula, Associate Professor of Urology and Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, and Dr. Steve Landis, Professor of Pathology and Urology at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.